Munchy Chi, Girl Doll, Boy Doll. School time and football fan outfits are each sold separately.
Munchy Chi, Munchy Chi. Oh, so soft and cuddly. With the thumb in her mouth, she's really neat.
Munchy Chi Girl Doll and Boy Doll are each sold separately from Mattel.
Hey, psst, hey, Producer Mike.
Yeah?
I know we're about to start the show, but I just wanted to tell you something.
We actually started, but yeah, what?
Oh, I think I saw, and I'm not on drugs, I think I actually saw the Action Room pigeon, the messenger pigeon. I saw him by the New York Times building on like 40th and 8th. He was with like six other pigeons, but there was something about this pigeon.
Yeah?
I think he had something on his leg.
I hope this means you're not going to get into the impression.
No, no. I started to talk to him, and then people on the street started to look at me funny, and I said, "No, it's the Action Room pigeon." And
what was on his foot though?
It looked like a fortune cookie, but I was pigeons are kind of dirty, and I'm a little bit OCD, so I didn't want to like physically get it off his.
You thought the pigeon had cooties?
I thought the pigeon did. Maybe it was a girl pigeon. I don't know.
All right.
If you see a pigeon anywhere in New York City, Action Room listeners.
Tony, would you just do the impression? You want to do the impression.
If you see a pigeon that you think is the Action Room pigeon, please write to us.
And what does the pigeon sound like? I hope we don't have that later on in the show. Okay, all right, so let's move right along.
We can still receive messages from the pigeon, all right? Just let us know. Mike Tyson apparently keeps pigeons in his chicken coop or something?
I think we should take some credit for having some cool characters. That's the worst character you've ever created.
Egg the Chicken might be. We have yet to have a good mascot. We had Egg the Chicken. There's a video. You can check our YouTube video for Egg the Chicken. And the Action Room Pigeon.
We have a new one, but we haven't shown him yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm not going to. Okay. You know it, but I'm not going to remind you.
The pigeon feels neglected. He's like.
It's always bird related.
Why don't you like me?
Okay, please stop. Please. I beg of you.
All right,
okay,
no more pigeon.
Move on.
Okay.
All right.
So welcome back to the show.
Yes.
Last episode was our Memorial Day episode where a lot of people passed away. And we paid tribute.
And I was going to say, before you say that, I thought we went a whole week where nobody died.
I know.
And then Blanche dies.
My God, Rue McClanahan dies. And I was very sad.
At
76. And so was the whole world.
Yes. Rue McClanahan, who played Blanche DeVoe. On the Golden Girls. Now, okay, so B. Arthur died, Estelle Getty died, Rue McClanahan's died, and Betty White is going strong.
Yep.
She's not anywhere close to death.
How old is she, like 86?
She's like 88 and a half.
Jesus,
yeah.
God.
Isn't
my
that crazy?
Grandmother is almost 90, and she's not half as witty as Betty White.
No,
sorry,
Betty
Grandma.
But and I saw Betty White's on a new show, right? With, what's her name?
She's going to be Valerie Bertinelli.
Valerie Bertinelli,
right?
Yeah.
Who was totally hot. I had such a crush on Valerie Bertinelli.
Yeah, and I have a crush on Betty White.
All right.
So, yeah, I don't know. Call me weird.
We could her. Maybe she'd go out with us.
Yeah, no,
I mean you.
Yeah, no, I've already dated her. We've already gone through that.
Okay.
We had the breakup.
You dated
the
young Betty White.
Yeah, yeah.
In your L.A. days.
A young 87.
Wow.
But anyway.
Very sad.
Yeah. What are we doing? Okay,
the
big news is that after the break, right? Only for us.
Not for the worldwide, web.
Is Emily Clare is our first contestant that is going to be in our studio. For the I Want to Be the Action Room's Geeky Female Co-Host Contest.
Woo! I love that title.
Oh, man.
I love it.
It's a little too short, I think.
I want to make a banner, like, people make banners on the internet websites. Oh, and also, we had the very first person ever ask us to do an interview, Producer Mike. And
yeah, we went over these questions a few weeks ago, but... It's actually now going to be up.
It's going to be up today, I believe.
What's the website?
The website is comicbooked.com. Comicbooked.com. Like you've been slapped.
Yes.
You've been hornswoggled.
It's past tense. And you should check it out right now because it is up right now. We're not sure where to find it. It's probably on the front page.
We think it's up right now, yes. And it should be on the front page. The guy that runs it is a fan of ours. We're a fan of his. And we're all fans of each other. All
right.
So after the break, we'll have our first contestant in the I Want to Be the Action Room's Geeky Female Co-Host Contest.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant. And if you threw a party, you invited everyone you knew. You would see the biggest gift would be from me and the car.
All right, action fans, we are back in the action room, and we are here with a very special guest star, Emily Clare! Woo!
Yay.
Now, actually, you go by Emily, right?
Yeah, you can just call me Emily.
Which is Emily Clare sounds so elegant.
Oh, thank you.
Emily Clare.
Emily Clare, and she's the first contestant in our, are we calling this?
I Want to Be the Action Room's Geeky Female Co-Host Contest.
Yay!
That's our studio audience, by the way, Emily.
You may
appreciate the 47 members that come twice a week. They come to the studio. And have you seen the gleaming Action Room studio? We have a soundboard. We have an engineer.
It's beautiful.
There's
little like shiny sparkles coming off of everything.
Oh, yes. And like fairy dust.
Yes.
Mostly Tony's teeth.
Like my teeth. They're like My Little Pony gleaming in the night.
All right, so
some people are moved to tears, actually, when they first come to the studio.
Yeah.
So how did we find Emily, Tony?
Okay, well, it's funny. I was thinking about this. Your boyfriend goes by a Twitter handle, which I don't know if we should say publicly or whatever. And I think your boyfriend posted something on Twitter, because we're on Twitter all the time.
Yes.
I'm avoiding work, and I'm Twittering nonstop at my office. And he posted something, I believe, about hipsters.
Yeah.
And I sort of chimed in about hipsters or whatever. And I guess through him, I didn't know that you guys were connected, but at some point we put out a call on Twitter for a geeky female co-host for this sort of contest.
Is your boyfriend
revolving.
A hipster?
No, he was mocking hipsters.
No, he definitely mocks hipsters.
But do you think he is secretly a hipster?
But do hipsters really even know that they're hipsters? That's the question.
That's a big thing.
Because no hipster is going to say, I'm a hipster.
Do they have self-awareness of hipsterness?
I always worry about that, you know, because living in Brooklyn now, like, I have the tattoos and the hair, you know, and
the
glasses. But I've been wearing these glasses for, like, 20 years now. So, yeah.
You were
like,
doing
whatever.
It before it was a thing.
Whatever, yeah.
Right.
Totally. Grunge, but I started. Just
you started
so, you
it.
Know,
personally
yeah.
started
wow.
grunge.
Yeah.
I noticed all your tattoos are all kind of more line work. There's no real colors. What's the deal
on your feet? She has tattoos on her feet
I have one finished tattoo on my foot. But,
is that a strawberry?
It's a heart with
a
key and a lock. And some water around it. And
wow!
All of mine have.
There's a
really
moat around the heart.
Yes, there's a moat.
Okay.
They're all really interesting. But I actually just moved in with my tattoo artist.
Oh, cool.
Jess. Jess Versus.
Who is not your boyfriend?
She is not my boyfriend.
She's your roommate.
She's my roommate,
right.
And she actually is doing all my work.
Oh,
Jess
nice.
Versus the word Versus.
Jess Versus.
I kind of like it.
She's on Twitter.
Okay. What do you want to give her?
Jess_Versus.
Okay.
On Twitter. She's a tattoo artist professionally.
Oh,
full
no.
Time.
Not forget the underscore.
Oh, Jess Versus.
Just,
right.
Jess Versus.
She's
just
Jess Versus.
Just Jess Versus.
Yeah.
No.
So
in any case, so either your boyfriend or you responded to our call for a geeky co-host.
I think it was a double response. I think it was a retweet.
I think he said something like, calling Miss Emily Clare, calling Miss Emily Clare.
But the funny thing that you guys don't know, I don't think you put it together.
We don't.
His really good friend Renee that he grew up with knows you guys, and he is Darth BX.
Oh, Darth BX.
Yeah.
I run the Twitter account more frequently than Mike. I'm like, my old buddy, Darth BX, of course.
Right.
Who I've never talked to other than Twitter, but he's a frequent Twitter friend of ours.
All right,
I think he did some kind of movie review or something with you guys.
Not for us.
Oh, I don't know,
Darth BX, please call in right now.
People are actually pretending to have worked with us. That's awesome.
We know we've made it when.
Darth VX seems like a good fellow. I remember his avatar.
He helped us move.
He helped you move. Yeah. That's how he did a review for us, sort of.
I don't know.
All right, so before we get too caught up in this stuff, what makes you a geek? What kind of geek stuff
it seems
are
like
you into?
You have
Emily?
Several geeky categories.
I am nerdtastic, as I. You guys can't see this, but I totally just put my finger and moved up my nose.
She did.
My
it was like the Clark Kent, Christopher Reeve. But
how
are you nerdtastic?
I don't know. I play video games.
You're a big video gamer.
My claim to fame is that I have a Game Boy Pocket, and I maxed out my Tetris, like, when I was a kid.
You maxed it out?
Like, the score.
99999999.
Oh, wow.
Or did you just keep going, so.
That's did you
wild.
Take a picture of it back then?
Oh, no.
To record?
Because I did it so many times that it was, like, whatever.
And then it scrolls back to the zero, or what?
No.
It just stops.
It's just, you have your high scores, and it's all Emily 99999.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
So, all right, so are you a big video gamer compared to big video gamers?
You play online games?
I do. I play World of Warcraft.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
You've been
sucked in.
I have a level 70 hunter, Blood Elf.
I have no idea what that means.
It sounds like Dungeons & Dragons, which are you also involved with?
I do. Well, I played a few games.
D&D.
It's hard to get like a good, solid game going.
Right, a regular posse.
Because everybody's so busy in New York.
Right.
So, actually, my DM... lives right
Dungeon Master. That's a footnote.
Yes, footnote. My Dungeon Master lives right around the corner.
And where is your
from here? From the Action Room studio.
And where is your master?
I'm the master.
Any other areas in which you are geeky that we have not yet covered?
I don't know.
Paint.
You're an artist.
You're an artist.
I knit and crochet. I make stuff.
That's bordering on hipster, but we'll accept it.
Well, those worlds are kind of merging now.
Yeah.
You know, there was a
nerdy hipster.
I saw a brief discussion on Twitter where someone had the gall to throw out the very shocking concept. They said, "What's really the difference these days between a true geek and a hipster? Really, what is the difference?"
Well, think about it. I mean,
and then someone said, "A hipster is just a geek who is getting laid."
Right.
Yeah, no, totally.
But I mean, isn't that kind of like...
When we went to Mocha...
When nerds became cool, you know, or when hipsters became... That was what they were geeky people, like, for the most part,
think
right?
Think about what they look like. The glasses...
Like the Weezer kind of thing.
Yeah, the Weezer,
made it
totally.
Popular, you know, so... Do you buy toys?
Yes. I had Furbies, like, I don't know.
But I mean, do you buy, like, action figures and stuff like that?
I'm Kid Robot...
Okay.
That's a great store.
Kind of a hipster geek.
Because I was a Pokemon person.
Okay.
Too. Like, I play Pokemon.
Right. Who doesn't?
You played it on Game Boy or the cards?
The cards. Well, and I had the Game Boy, too. But cards, yeah, I totally did that. I didn't get into Magic, but I knew a lot of Magic.
The card
fans.
Game he's talking
right,
about.
Right.
Yeah.
Furby. I have not thought of Furby literally in 10 years since that shit came out.
Yeah.
We made a tweet about Monchichi. Do you remember that?
No.
Monchichi.
She's younger than us.
No, but Monchichi came back along with everything else. Really? It did. Yeah. Monchichi was the one that would suck its thumb.
It's a stupid orangutan gorilla looking thing.
I remember that. That thing freaked me out. I had a Popple, though.
Popple.
Popple.
Those were the things
were
that you push together, right?
Yeah,
make a ball.
Like, it would make a ball, like, tucked into its back pocket.
Right.
And
it was a cartoon.
Yeah.
Everything was a cartoon. Back
yeah.
Then.
By the way, Rainbow Bright. Yeah, totally.
The only thing they didn't make a cartoon of in the 80s was of Trapper Keepers.
I know.
That would have been a great cartoon.
I need to share one quick thing about Monchichi's.
Yes.
I was probably 8 or 9.
Don't we all, Tony?
I have a Monchichi story I need to share with the internet world, the whole globe that listens to this show. It's not often that you get a platform to tell your Monchichi story. So I was around 12, and I had a little cousin who was around 8. And my mother, I'd seen the commercials, Monchichi, Monchichi, oh, so soft and cuddly, with a thumb and a mouth, he's really neat.
Wow,
I can sing
actually...
the whole song. In any case, she wanted, and Monchichis were so insufferably cutesy that I thought they got to be targeted more towards women, right? Towards girls.
What's funny also is if you watch the commercial now, you realize how much it was inspired by the Japanese. But back then, we weren't like, we didn't understand how much they were taking us over.
We didn't even know that they existed other than like Robotech at the time. So she came to me, my mother said, I'm thinking about buying it. My mother's like the mother from Happy Days. You know, she's like Marion Cunningham. And she goes, Tone, I'm thinking about buying a gift for Kevin. Kevin's a boy. You know, he's 8. I was thinking about getting him one of those little Munchies. And I was pissed. I was like, Mom, you cannot buy a Munchie for Kevin. That is so emasculating. I didn't say emasculating because I was 12, but I was like, that's for girls. That's so, you can't, that would be an insult to Kevin to buy him a Munchie. That would just be an affront to his manhood. And she was like, whoa, okay.
So what happened? I don't remember.
But thank God I stopped her from getting a Munchie for an 8-year-old rugged boy.
Mm-hmm.
She got him Smurfs. Smurfs were kind of for boys and girls. I remember I had a lot of Smurfs.
You did?
Yeah, tons of them.
We're going to have to rethink our friendship, Producer Mike.
No. Smurfs, I think, were kind of very unisex.
I just thought the toys were so stupid. They didn't do anything. They were just lame. Action figures had arms that moved. Smurfs didn't have any moving parts.
I like that, too, but Smurfs weren't so much about like action as much as collecting thousands of them, and just putting them all over the place.
Just having them.
All right, so we should take a break.
And then we're going to go into the nerd news.
We're just saying the same thing together at the same time.
Just a half second later, though.
We are at the same time. And you got to owe each other Pepsi and Coke.
All right, I'm going to think. Hold on. I'm going to think of what you're going to say, Tony. Okay, right now. 1, 2, 3. Nerd news.
We'll take a break, and we'll have Emily with the nerd news.
Okay.
All right. We'll be right back.
With the nerd news, with Emily.
Right back.
Let's be friends, the word we use every day. Most of the time we use it in the wrong way. Now you can look the word up again and again, but the dictionary doesn't know the meaning of friend. And if you ask me, you know I couldn't be much help, because a friend's somebody you judge for yourself. Some are okay and they treat you real cool, and some mistake your kindness for being the fool. We like to be with some because they're funny. Others come around when they need some money. Some you grew up with around the way, and you're still real close to this very day. Homeboys through the summer, winter, spring, and fall.
You know, earlier in the show, I mentioned that I ran into the Action Room mascot, the Action Room Pigeon, the messenger carrier pigeon. Don't bring that back. I love the pigeon. And now, the pigeon is going to take us into the nerd news. Pigeon, can you take it away?
That is the worst character ever.
All right, awful. So, Emily, you caught up on some Action Room before you came on the show?
Sí, señor.
You did some research.
I did.
Did you listen to every single Action Room episode ever?
No.
Because there are 900.
No.
Well, we started the nerd news in version 3.0, and now we'll just take you through the headlines of the day.
And you can chime in.
And you can chime
you
in.
Okay.
So, do you follow the Marvel Comics superhero movies?
No.
Did you ever see Iron Man?
Yes.
You would love it, right? You loved it?
I like the first one. I haven't seen the second one.
It's very good.
Yeah,
very good.
Yeah.
What did you like most about the first one?
Lots of stuff blowing up.
Oh, not Robert Downey Jr.?
He's fun. Yeah, I like him. I'm still stuck with him being a big cokehead.
He stopped, though.
Wow.
I know.
Hopefully.
He stopped. But
ostensibly, he stopped.
I don't know.
She liked him better when he was addicted to coke.
Yeah, he was a little bit funnier.
Okay.
I don't know.
Right.
No, he's awesome. He's a really, really talented
guy. Okay, so kids, do coke, do World of Warcraft. Anything else you want to plug?
While doing World of Warcraft and eating gummy bears. Where did we go with this?
I don't know. We go all over the place. We're going to take you back to the fact that...
Take me back.
Iron Man 2 just came out. Mm-hmm. They're doing a Thor movie. And they're also doing a Captain America movie, soon to all be together in the Avengers movie.
That's awesome.
Do you know who they just cast as Captain America?
No.
Chris Evans. He's the dude, he's blonde, he was in the Fantastic Four movies, which you probably didn't see.
I love how Emily is into
every kind of geekdom there can possibly be, and all of our nerd news has everything to do with things she's not into.
I know,
but Chris Evans was
the
Human Torch, he was the funny guy.
Yeah.
He was awesome, he's one of the good things about those FF movies,
mm-hmm.
which are all otherwise pretty
One of the good things, I think there's
the
one good thing.
Well, Ben Chiklis is good as the Thing.
Yeah.
No, I actually thought they were okay, but...
So Chris Evans is cast as Captain America.
Yes.
Now you know who Captain America is.
Yes.
Okay. So the Captain America movie, which is...
You know what World War II is, right?
Captain America is going to film in London because they couldn't afford to film it here in America for production
I heard about that, yeah.
So now the Captain America movie costume is most of the movie is going to take place in World War II. Because
mm-hmm.
Captain America starts in World War II, he gets frozen in a block of ice, and then he wakes up in the present.
Mm-hmm.
So the Captain America movie costume has been released. Not pictures of Chris Evans in the costume, but artist renderings.
Okay.
But pretty amazing
artist
renderings.
It looks cool. That was something I was concerned about. I thought the Captain America outfit was going to look so lame because it's basically just an American flag, you know what I mean? So how can you make that look cool?
But Brian Hitch redesigned it for the comic book called The Ultimates,
mm-hmm.
written by Mark Millar, whatever, who wrote Kick-Ass, who created Kick-Ass.
Okay.
And Wanted, that movie Wanted.
Yes,
which I didn't
see
yet.
And I was going to say that's the first costume where I like the fact that it's all bulked up and stuff versus
the military
original one.
Well,
does he have a cod piece?
No cod piece.
Yeah.
No, okay.
You like the cod?
You only
pieces?
Got that in your Joel Schumacher Batman. Well, Iron Man has sort of a, not really a cod piece, but there's something there.
Yeah, there's a whole David Bowie-esque labyrinth. Packaged thing.
Right,
on.
Welcome to Labyrinth.
Or I'll
you like
kind of a Clockwork Orange. No, but I like the fact that it's more bulkier and it kind of looks like a real like suit,
like a soldier,
like a soldier.
I mean, this is the World War II Captain America,
right?
Outfit.
Because I hated in the past with like Batman and X Men and stuff when they all kind of like bulkify the outfits.
Yes.
They don't look.
They
like,
have like sculpted fake muscles.
They should look. They should look more like the comic book, where they're skin tight to the the body. This one would have looked horrible like that, so I'm glad it's
now.
Like
however, this what was released was the World War II Captain America costume. Once he wakes up in our time, we're going to see the more modern version, which is still going to be based off the Brian Hitch Ultimates modern Captain America.
Which is what?
I've showed you pictures of it. It's hard to describe.
Well, try to describe
it.
It is radio, Tony.
It still looks like a soldier's outfit. There are more little like pouches and belts, but it's hard to describe. It's like 50% the Captain America mainstream Marvel Comics costume and 50% more soldier-like.
But, I mean, how different is it from the one where he's in World War II? Like, is it
40% different.
Yeah.
I mean, less pouches, but still pouches. It still looks like a soldier.
Not as...
It doesn't look like a World War II battlefield actual guy.
How many pouches, Tony?
Like four. Whereas the World War II Cap has, like, 12 pouches.
Okay.
He doesn't have a helmet on. He will not have a helmet.
What does he
on.
Have in each pouch?
He's got rations. He's got a microscope. He's got a secret decoder ring.
Okay,
all
good,
these
good.
Things.
All right, and
anyway,
then the
also
other
they
outfit.
Released artist renderings from the same artist who drew computer generated renderings of the Thor costume. Now, do you know Thor from the comic books at all?
Yes.
He was in Adventures in Babysitting.
Yes.
Yes,
that's what
was?
I was thinking of.
The character is called Thor.
Right.
But
yeah.
I think they have a picture of him at some point
shown
in Adventures in Babysitting.
Yes. Yeah.
Chris,
the little kid was all like, Thor!
Yes. Chris Hemsworth, right?
Hemsworth. He's from Star Trek. He played the father. Did you see the Star Trek, the new Star Trek movie?
I didn't.
That,
we had it. It came through on
that
the Netflix
is a great movie. You have to see that.
I know.
That's really good.
Were you
on
ever a Star Trek
again.
Fan?
Yes.
To what degree?
Will Wheaton was in that, right?
Will Wheaton.
How many pouches were you a fan of Star Trek?
Now wait, old Star Trek with William Shatner or new Star Trek with Captain Picard?
It was when Will Wheaton was on there.
Captain Picard.
Because I used to have a crush on Will Wheaton.
Okay.
All right. Who is also on Twitter and will also talk to you all the time.
And he's on the Guild too.
And he was actually, I don't know if I'm going to, well no, I'm not. I'm not going to out him. Do you know
out
that,
him.
Do you know the
he's gay. It's okay.
No,
he's
not
gay.
Gay.
I know. But out him. You know his secrets.
Yes, I do, because he was a writer for SuicideGirls.com,
okay.
Which I was a part of.
A writer for
Suicide? You were part of SuicideGirls.com? This is interesting news.
You didn't realize, you didn't know that
no.
I was a naked girl?
That's
naked
cool.
But
we love naked girls on SuicideGirls.com.
Warren
Ellis loves Suicide Girls.
What are they writing?
Oh, he was the tech geek guy, and so...
He, like, what, would set up the pictures?
No, he would write little blurbs about what was going
on
in the world, and basically,
who knew Will Wheaton would become a writer for...
I know, it was totally weird.
It's a gateway drug.
So, actually, he might have seen me naked, and that's awesome.
Wow.
So, you were a model on Suicide Girls?
Yeah.
Did you do other things for them, write for them, or...?
No. I mean, I put some pictures and did makeup for them. But
that's awesome.
That's cool.
Dude,
but
Suicide Girls, I thought producer Mike would be blown away. Suicide Girls is huge.
Yeah,
I'm blown away.
All right. I want to see more of a reaction.
Well, I'd be more blown away if she actually got nude. But right now, it's blowing me away.
She was nude then, though.
Oh, come on. I'm wearing a mini skirt. skirt in a hall.
All right, so
we're a man. We're a man. You're a man. I'm a man. All we have to do is think back to when she was naked.
Yeah.
So, well, tell me where it is, and I'll look it up.
Where? Suicidegirls.com.
Suicidegirls.com. I was under the name of MLE.
MLE.
Just look through the 9,000 pictures.
Yeah, I know. I was like girl number 237 or something, now there's like practically 2,000.
And one of our,
I'll have a good time looking for it.
One of our friends, Rich Miller, did some paintings for suicidegirls.com.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nice.
You know Rich Miller?
No.
By name. All right. We just pretend
but
you do,
though. Yeah, no, I'm pretending.
All right, back to Thor's costume.
Thor is a suicide girl.
I like his jits.
Do you know who Warren Ellis is? Because he talks about the Suicide Girls a lot.
No.
Famous comic book writer.
Please,
that's
stop
awesome.
Sidetracking.
Big
fat
British guy.
Yeah. Thor. Right.
Thor.
Thor, they were designs for Thor's movie costume. Yahoo posted one photo of the guy in the costume 3 weeks ago, but it only showed you a small bit of the actual costume. Photos went up today. I mean, not photos, but artist renderings.
Small bit his crotch?
No. You're so into the cod pieces. He has a hammer, though. He has a hammer.
Okay.
It's very phallic.
A big,
and,
big.
A big stone hammer.
Stone.
Yes.
Big, hard thing.
Was that the electricity emanating from it? Anyway, the costume looks awesome.
There's some more visuals going on with Emily.
Looks, you're not getting it, though. We have to
video. It looks just
them.
Like the character should look from the comics. He's got a badass beard. He's
and
a
it
handsome
works.
Blonde Norseman. He's Viking.
Yes.
He's badass.
It actually looks good. It doesn't
he should
look
be in World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
It doesn't look too cartoony.
It looks amazing.
So
I can't wait.
Yeah.
I would let him join my guild.
Yes. He would be Thor of the guild. Okay, so I think that'll wrap up this episode. I'm Tony Wolf.
I'm producer Mike.
And thank you so much to Emily for guest co-hosting.
I'm clapping for myself.
Yes. Well, the How studio awesome audience is also clapping
yes
with you.
There's 50 people here, but only three of them clap for some reason.
Yeah.
The rest are comatose.
I think they're bored because they didn't get to see my boobs yet.
Either that or they're stuffed animals.
Right.
But
either that or you're lying, Tony. There is no studio audience.
No, there's always a studio audience.
Emily
is on Twitter.
Twitter.
And your handle is at Miss Emily Claire.
Yes, C-L-A-I-R-E.
Right.
It's a family name.
Yes. Miss, M-I-S-S.
Yes. Emily Claire.
Miss is a family name?
No.
Yes. Oh,
Claire.
Okay, Claire.
My grandma's name was Miss.
Breakfast Club.
Claire?
Claire.
Oh, yeah. Who's Claire?
Claire is a family name. Molly
oh,
Ringwald.
Oh, right. That. Can you put lipstick on with your boobs?
No. I don't have a bra on, so it won't work.
Okay.
She does that in the movie?
Yeah.
Molly Ringwald does that?
Yeah, she gets stoned and does it.
They're all showing things they can do.
Okay.
And she puts a lipstick between her boobs and put, you know.
Wow.
And that was right before her and Judd Nelson get into a huge fight.
Right.
And then they make up and have sex.
All right. Awesome.
That's awesome. That's a great movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As if I have to tell anybody. Okay.
Yeah. I need to see it again, because clearly I've forgotten half the movie.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Emily.
Yay,
you're fantastic.
Thank you.
Fantastic Yay. Geek co-host.
Thank you so much.
And we hope you'll return to the action room.
I will.
All right. And,
in fact, she's just going to stay here. Until
yeah,
she's just going to stay here.
Record
there's,
again.
You know, there's a
there's
couch
a cot,
over
right?
here. And all the stuffed animals I get to cuddle with.
Yes, yes. The studio audience members. All right, Action Room fans, what will we have next episode?
What?
We don't really know, but we'll find out together.
Emily, why don't you end the show?
Okay, you get on the show.
How do I end the show? Do I just
I don't know.
Say...
Make something up.
Hey, guess what? Boobs.